Hey, what's up, guys? This is GN Viterbo, and you're listening to our latest episode of Gadget Pilipinas Live. In today's episode, we'll talk about the latest gadgets and devices announced and launched in and out of the Philippines. We also have special topics about the newly launched Windows 11 and the new games launched at E3. Joining me in this episode are my Gadget Pilipinas colleagues. We have Eman Tortosa, Ram Ronquillo, and Grant Soriano. What is up, guys? Kamusta kayo?
Hello.
Yano. Unahin natin si Mr. Eman Tortosa, who will be assuming the role of chief editor for Gadget Pilipinas this July. How are you, sir?
Mag-aabol ng comparison, pero okay naman.
Alright, and how about you, Ram? Kamusta?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome, sir. Yes, sir. And how about you, Mr. Grant Sor, ang tulfo ng gadget? What's up, sir? Kamusta?
So, yeah, I just finished benchmarking for the whole week. Grabe, para akong zombie na pipindot lang ng record, lakad, record, and bagong game. So, finally, tapos na. At, ayun nga, magsusulat na. So, yeah,
I know. I understand the joy and pain of of doing that, especially kapag GPU, di ba? Yung pinag-uusapan natin kasi
yes.
you have to run a bit tame scenario every now and then you have to do it all over again para nasagaran yung get the data, uniform data. Okay, so tonight, guys, is packed with a lot of discussions. No, marami tayong mga line up pero I'll try my best to talk about my pieces for about 15 minutes each, no? And then you can always ask me any questions, no, about the topics I'll be discussing. And I'd like to start off, ladies and gentlemen lang pala, wala pala ladies dito. Unahin ko na, bros, no? Alam niyo naman that I'm a huge convert of Microsoft and Bethesda, no? I've been, of course, rallying in the past episodes about why I like the new ecosystem that they've been actually putting up, no, in recent years or months, no, months or years. And I just would like to express my fondness, no, and happiness with how they handled their announcements on E3. And so far, yung E3, Microsoft actually won, at least for me, E3, no, by many reasons. And gusto ko lang sabihin that Xbox Game Pass and Game Pass Ultimate really is one of the best game services available right now. And I don't see any reasons why other companies, no, should not adapt the same thing. And what they did with E3 is that they announced a slew of games that people have been really clamoring for in the past years. And not only that, most of these games, or if not all of these games, will be available on Xbox Game Pass on day one. So, yun yung kumbaga pinaka masaya, no, na kita ko during E3. While a lot of people have been saying that this year's E3 could have just been an email. But so far, no, si Microsoft really carried it out really well. One of the things that they actually announced that really excited a lot of people was Halo Infinite. No? People have been really waiting for this game, no? for ages. No? And what they did there is that they showed us, no, how the multiplayer works. They showed us the new Master Chief and also yung bagong AI. A lot of cool things that will happen to Halo Infinite fans out there. And it'll be coming this holiday 2021. And apart from Halo Infinite, no, syempre meron din yung mga Bethesda games. And if there's one game from Bethesda that I actually am really looking forward to play is Starfield. So, narinig nyo na ba yung Starfield, guys, no? So, yung Starfield is actually, sabi nga nila, no, it's really like Skyrim using the new game engine that they have at Bethesda. But no, you, it's like a Luke Skywalker simulator or something like that. So it really picked my interest, no, for one, and I'm really looking forward to play that game pretty soon, no? And apart from that, we also have the new Forza, Horizon 5. It is set in I believe in Mexico, tama ba, no? South America. And it's one of the biggest, no, biggest locations. Yung Forza Horizon 4 right now is really huge, no, by scale. But I'm really excited with what's gonna happen with Forza Horizon 5. So far, yung announcement, no, plus the game service ng Xbox Game Pass, really for me made Microsoft won, no, E3 2021. That is for the first topic. Again, as I mentioned, I'm really looking forward to the games. Really looking forward to 2021 and 2022. I'm not particularly excited with E3 2022 because, you know, with what happened with E3 2021, it could have just been an email. They could have just sent us these things, no? But rather, they mounted an event, no? But still, props to them, no, for being able to mount that. It's not an easy feat. On to my next topic, guys.
Before you move on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What do you look forward to in for the new Forza Horizon? Because I've honestly never played it. I do know of the impressive graphics of that it does offer. So
yes,
what are some things that you look forward to?
What's really good about Forza Horizon is yung mga festivals. No? They have seasonal festivals na nangyayari doon. And you know, diba, when we used to play GTA 5, no? Pag GTA 5 kasi, you hop on a car and then you travel around the city. Dito, you, of course, you cannot get out of your car. You stay in your car and then you just drive around. But your instance, you're actually dropped in an environment where you play with a lot of people. So instantly, you see people, no? Now if they're not online, parang an avatar of them lives in the world and you get to play with quote unquote your friends. So I'm expecting them to retain what's the good things that they put on Forza Horizon 4. Now with Forza Horizon 5, apart from the graphics, apart from the festivals, I'm really looking forward to the new game mechanics that they have in store for us. Meron sila doon bago ngayon, eh, di ba sa GTA 5, meron mga custom maps, you can customize some tracks, ganun. This time, you can do the same thing. You can customize tracks, sort of like making your own playground. Ginawa na rin yan ng Fortnite, di ba? Meron silang creative mode, and they are going to have the same thing here on Forza Horizon 5. Yun, to answer the question, Ram.
Basically ibang Starfield kasi yung pumasok sa utak. It's a headphone pero the Moondrop Starfield. Anyway.
Iba pa si Moondrop sa kasi Moonberry. Yan iba.
Hindi ko doon kinuha yung pangalan na yun.
Ah, hindi ba?
Starfield No Man's Sky-ish game.
Yeah, kind of like No Man's Sky.
Mukha siyang ganun.
Parang ganun. Kaya nga exciting eh. Pero hindi ko na kung gaano ka vast yung ano eh, yung world or galaxies eh. They did not show much during the trailer, pero that kind of excited me more. Yun. Okay. All right, so I guess I move on to my next topic kung wala na tayong questions.
Yes.
So yon, my next topic would be about, alam niyo naman, no? Summer na. So Steam Summer Sale na ngayon. Okay.
So
Steam Summer Sale from June 24 to July 8.
Wala akong pambili. Yes.
Okay, so ngayon guys, no? Give me your ears. Lend me your ears because I'll be sharing with you some of at least top 5 recommendations, no, for Steam Summer Sale. Before I go there, Just to let you know na si Steam mismo as a platform, meron din siya mga gimmick ngayon. So, every time that you visit or you check out your discovery queue, you get to get a card if you're much of a collector. Pwede kang kumuha ng card. Tapos, meron sila ngayon na mga game profiles. Di ba, you can customize your profile. Mm-hmm. Ngayon, meron na silang game profile. So, kung meron kang tipong game, for example, you like Cyberpunk, you like Hades, you like Counter-Strike, you can download a pack or you can download a profile na bibihisan mo yung profile mo nung game na gusto mo. Kung gusto mo, limbawa, si Lady Dimitrescu, no? Siya yung gusto mong ilagay. Pero, it's 10,000 Steam points each. Oh, medyo may presyo siya. Yeah, so, if you want it, wala namang... Anyway, it's yours. It's your balance. Yeah. So, pagagamitin yan, di ba? So, now, on to my top 5 recommendations. Number 1 is A Plague Tale. So, if you haven't played A Plague Tale, it's one of the best games, no? Sleeper hits yan eh, nung nilaunch siya. Di ko na lang i-spoil because, well, number 1, I haven't played it yet. Number 2 is I've been really hearing a lot of people playing this game. It's about a plague, obviously. Na may mga daga, no? And this has been actually tormenting the people. And for some reason, no? You as the one who is trying to get out of the plague is on a mission to not just simply get out of the plague, but also do something else. Yon. So what is that? Buy A Plague Tale. It's now 348.87. Galing siya sa 1,395. So kita niyo naman yung makukuha mo na savings doon, di ba? So, syempre, kung naka 30, 70, 30, 80, or 30, 90 ka, bagay na bagay yun sa'yo. Kahit yung mga naka 20, 60, 20, 70, pwede yan. Moving on, if you want to relax, no? Kung gusto nyo magpa-relax, gusto mo lang parang feeling mo mag-virtual linis, there is this game called Power Wash Simulator. Yan. What? So, oh! Medyo weird ba yung ano, yung choice ko? Pero bro, tinan niyo yung kanyang trailer. Okay. So, simple
simulator na.
Oh, simple lang siya. Kung may pressure washer ka at gusto mo maglinis, then use a power wash. Power user. A power wash user ka na. So, all you have to do is just simply use it, no? Pero this time virtually lang, pero sobrang nakaka-relax. So it's now selling for 382.45. Galing lang naman siya ng 449.95. Yan. So i-add to, hindi pa add to cart, no? Add to wishlist na yan. And since nabanggit kanina ni ano ni Ram kanina yung Forza Horizon, then you may want to actually consider getting Forza Horizon 4, which now only sells for 609.97. So, sand na lang siya. Galing siyang 1,219. Oh, kung gusto mong kunin yung Ultimate Edition na may mga libreng kotse, libreng mga other things, no, for your driver, then you may want to consider that. Tari siyang 2,000 pesos, 899.97 na siya. So, nakikita ko dito, Eman, na you want this game, no?
In the wish list. Yeah, it is.
Bakit hindi, di ba? Oh, bakit hindi?
Ah!
Ayan. Next in my list is yung The Outer Worlds. Sabi nila, maganda because these are the people who actually made Fallout New Vegas, no? So, from the people behind that game, no? We have The Outer Worlds. May kilan daw yung game, according to my friends, na nakapaglaro nito, pero... interesting yung story. So it's now selling for only 959.60 from 24. So 60% discount siya ngayon sa sale ni Steam. And last but not the least, no, if you are a fan of the Star Wars universe, then you may want to consider Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which is now 60% off. Guys, 50% off na lang siya. Now, this is actually really nice. A very good game. I finished this twice. Now, one of the cool things here is that if you are going to watch The Bad Batch on Disney Plus, or if you're going to watch it however you want. May meron doong Easter ano na mababanggit doon yung isang location where Star Wars Jedi was actually also introduced, no? So yan, so kung gusto niyo yung experience yan, it'll probably be about 12 hours gameplay, or if you're a completionist siguro mga less than 20 hours. Really good game. So that's it for my top 5 recommendations for Steam Summer Sale 2021. Do you guys have anything in mind? Questions? Or baka meron kayong gusto na gusto nyo lasunin ako? Anything?
Ano? may nabili ka na ba for the sale?
Ako? Yeah. Yes, sir. No, yes, sir. Pero ito ngayon yung masakit. I bought last night. There is this game called Lego Builder's Journey. Okay, mm-hmm. It's only about 400 pesos. Unfortunately, hindi siya naka-sale. However, it's really good for benchmarking purposes because it utilizes ray tracing. So it maximizes ray tracing. So kung gusto mong mag-benchmark, no, this is pretty nice game to consider, no? Lego Builder's Journey. Now, take note though, available din siya sa iPad. Pero walang ray tracing yun. So, yun lang naman. I'm looking forward to buy, I think, yung Power Wash Simulator because si Plague Tale kasi, nasa Xbox Game Pass siya. So, mm-hmm. Hindi ko na siya kailangan bilhin pa. Yun. That's the good thing about, you know, having that as well. Yun!
Not gonna lie, I was staring at the trailer of Power Washing Simulator.
Diba? That was 300 pesos eh. Parang feeling ko pag binigyan ko yung tatay ko nito, parang, oh, okay to, anak ka. So, relax to ah.
It's one of those games that I'll be willing to watch on stream, you know?
Yeah, actually, oh, tapos chill lang, kwentuhan ka lang with your friends while you're listening to lo-fi music. Pero you know what? This actually inspired me, Rame, to actually buy a real power washer. Yung Kawasaki, yung mura na 2,800 lang sa Lazada. Nag-sale kasi siya nung 6-6, no? Mm-hmm. So, na-encourage ako. And true enough, parehas na parehas yung experience. So, naglinis ako ng ano.
So, can we expect content, future content from you?
So, would you like one?
Oh, but of course.
BMW Simulator, ganun.
Oh, yeah.
As in, yun naman yung bibili ni Jin. diba? Mga ganun.
Ayan. Okay.
Before and after Power Wash, let's go.
Actually, maganda yun. Maganda nga ng content yun, di ba?
Yeah.
Eh, kahit yung mga simpleng ano ba, yung gulong, di ba? Paunti-unti, yung kotse, hanggang sa makabuha ng series. Power yung washing my
concrete,
car.
Concrete, ganyan.
Yung concrete. Oh, first lab.
Yeah.
First lab. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, yung ngayon, maganda ngayon sa mga games yun. I mean, it's too basic if you look at it, it's too basic, and yet it kind of really helps you and gets you entertained, so tapos hindi naman siya mahal, so go. So 382.45, why not, diba? Nakwento ko nga rin yan kay my friend from Unbox, no, si Jamie Inocean saka si Jam. Pinakita ko sa kanila yung listahan ko. Oh, sabi nga niya na, oh, mukhang maganda nga itong Power Wash Simulator na ito. Yun, so...
Nilagay ko na sa wishlist, by the way.
Yeah.
Huwag
mo na palampasin yan. Hanggang July, ano ba? July 7, July 8.
I have time.
Yeah, you have time. So, yun. And last but not the least, very quickly lang ito, guys. No, I just would like to share with you my opinion and my thoughts about you know, trusting e-commerce companies in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Ibang-iba yung napapansin ko ngayon na tingin ng tao, no, about e-commerce stores like, no, Lazada, Shopee, no. Kasi dati, 'di ba, naalala niyo, parang sobrang walang tiwala pa yung mga tao. Mm. And you rarely find products that are more than 20,000 pesos in these stores. This time, no, napakadami ngayong produkto na more than 20,000. You have GPUs being sold. There's even there's even ito, consoles, processors. And this shows that, you know, Filipinos are really maturing when it comes to e-commerce. While there is still this issue of not using credit cards, you know, and debit cards, mas gusto pa rin ng mga Pilipino yung COD, di ba? However, I would like to get full date. No, na nagpa this we're in right now, and you know, I think this goes to also discuss, no, for me to say, yung mga companies ngayon are really also trying or doing their best to put security and customer service as priority. For example, si Lazada, no, meron sila ngayon yung customer support, 24/7 yung customer support nila. They have a campaign right now which they call Sure ka sa Lazada, which are actually telling people na bago ka bumili, no, meron si Lazada na meron siyang you can check the rating, you can check the comments of people about the products and services, and you know, you can also keep track of yung mga returns and everything. Now, I think, no, just an exemption. I just would like to ask, for example, si Grant. Si Grant kasi napapansin ko marami siyang, hindi naman purchases, no, but marami siyang activities, no, online when it comes to buying products. And he had also intentions of buying GPUs. Ano yung tingin mo dito, Grant?
For me, I think it's a good move na everyone's transitioning online purchases nga, and I think dahil a big part of it is yung pandemic, no, where everyone can't go out like they used to. But for this one, I think nandun pa rin yung risk, though I think the main problem with this is not with the store per se, but yung mga tao na kumakagat lagi sa too good to be true deals. Like for example, you have the 2060 na 5,000 or 3090 na 5,000 lang nakalagay, tapos right, alam na nilang zero rating yung shop,
tapos papatulan
or pa bagong gawa lang din, tapos kita sa pangalan ng shop na randomly generated lang yung name. But then you can see on Facebook groups kasi may nagpo-post of binili ko, ano kaya tong lalabas, ganun, no? So parang hati yung sides ng tao dito, kasi you have the other side na sige, try mo lang for fun. Maayos naman yung buyer protection program ng Lazada. Videohan mo naman pag receive ganyan. So may side na ganun, but then the other side is may nagko-call out na kawawa yung rider for delivering yung back and forth, ganun. And may iba din na nag-call out na parang this actually affects their parang commission of some sorts. Though this one di ko pa nako-confirm. But then aside from that, may mga online exclusives na din, no, na for this stores like Lazada and Shopee ganyan. Na I think is a good deal kasi I think they're partnering with credit cards na versus sa mga malls talaga na you actually get it at a higher price, no, sobrang dalang ng mga great deals unless clearance talaga na yung grabe yung pila ganyan. So bukod sa convenience, I think people are actually saving more, though they spend more kasi nga sobrang convenient niya. So parang may ganong factor,
right?
But ikaw lang naman na essentials yung habol mo, or you only buy when you need to. Parang the savings are ano eh, are just sobrang ganda, ganang sulit.
Correct, no, kasi like there's a lot of deals that you can get from these e-commerce platforms. So thank you, Grant. I guess that's it, no, for my topics for this episode, no. I think this time I'd like to turn it over now to Eman, no. Eman, sir, what is up?
Proceeding to my topic. So the first one is actually one that a lot of people I think are very excited about. It's the new Sony WF-1000 XM4 two wireless earbuds that it's been recently launched. They launched it on June 9. Officially, nag-lift yung embargo June 9. And actually, ang nakakatawa nun is before even the launch, may lumabas na na video about it. Showing its actual features. We don't know if it's a legit leak or, you know, baka talaga na-leak nila. But,
may ganun, diba?
May ganun eh. May ganun. But you know, a lot of people have been speculating kasi when this was gonna come out since the XM3s have been out for so long, and then lagi siyang naka-discount, as in pababa ng pababa yung presyo niya. I think right now it's around 7,000 na lang ata, or 6,500, parang ganun, yung XM3. So a lot of people were speculating na lalabas na yung XM4, and actually it took a while for them to launch it. And judging by the new features, actually, there's an article on our website about it if you want to read the entire feature set. But basically, yung mga key features niya would be it's a total improvement on everything from the XM3. So from the design itself to the improved noise cancellation. So it also has an integrated processor V1. And now it also has one of the features that a lot of people were requesting that should be on the XM3, which isn't, is the wireless charging feature. So now yung XM4 pwede na siyang wireless charging. So that's a really, really cool feature to have. And yun, they're also going for environmentally friendly packaging. So yung packaging na totally parang iba na. Even yung case, I think it's no longer like the tall case that you get from the XM3, parang pinaliit din nila. So it's a total rehaul of the XM3s. And we're not sure if Sony actually wala pa siyang official price dito. They're just saying it's gonna be available soon, but wala pa siyang official price, but the speculation is around $15,000, something like that. So 300 USD, slightly above, mas mahal siguro ng konti, but that's the like the target range that people are speculating na yung presyo niya. So if I remember GN as the XM4 na WH. What can you say? What do you think about this iteration, ano? Did it come at the right time or parang is it too late
It's right on point kasi right now some people kasi would prefer diba TWS, some people would prefer naman like myself, no, I prefer more on the over ear headphones. Pero apart from that, it's really more of number one, comfort, number two is yung yung noise cancelling features niya, very timely feature, especially right now when people are really spending more time, you know, working from home. So tingin ko talaga perfect timing siya. It's a great investment, you know, having a good pair, you know, of headphones.
Loud na.
So ano na, ano, Eman. Pero ano, yun nga, Eman, no, tanong ko sa iyo, ano bang mas prefer mo? Would you prefer a TWS or would you prefer an over ear or an on ear?
Actually, that's a very hard question for me to answer. Kasi, I have all. Eh. I have an over ear. I have a TWS.
Ayun, eh, syempre, si Eman ke.
Syempre, of course.
Anyway, I guess if I'd have to pick one of the from the bunch, that'll be the in-ear, the Sony in-ear that I use. Kasi ka, pwede ko siya pantulog, pwede ko siya pang phone, pwede ko kapit sa laptop, ganun. So it's a more versatile solution to ano. Actually ngayon nga parang more of speakers nga, naka-speakers lang ako madalas. Kasi wearing a headphone for prolonged periods of time, nakaka-stress din siya sa tainga.
Alam na pagka yung clamping force niya medyo matindi.
Lalo na itong FW, yung clamping force nito pag ano, even after so long na ginagamit ko siya, hindi pa rin siya masyadong nag-a-adjust. So, ayun. So, pero yun nga, depende rin sa circumstance. Kung lalabas ka, syempre, mas convenient yung TWS kesa sa mag-over-ear ka. Pero kung nasa bahay ka, any of them will do. Depende sa, well, there are times kasi na mas madalas nakakapit din yung mga headphones ko sa mga phone kasi binibenchmark ko. Eh, maingay kasi yung maingay yung PC mark pa nagbe-benchmark, diba? So, so may helicopter sound yun eh. Eh, nahihiya naman ako sa aso namin dito kasi natutulog siya. Baka mag-design. So, kinakabitan ko ng headphones. Kaya hindi ko magamit. Kasi
kinakabitan mo ng headphones yung aso?
Yung aso.
Are you serious? Pwede mo kakasumod lang ako? Okay.
And that's for the WF-1000XM4. Hopefully they price it nicely. Hopefully it's in the target. I wouldn't be surprised if it really is around 15k and above, considering the upgrades that it has over the XM3. So kung para doon sa mga naghahanap ng magandang deal ngayon, the XM3s are actually a good deal na at their price at around 7 or 6. Sobrang steal na yun. If you're not very picky about having the latest one and you still want, you know, good, very, very good active noise cancellation, the XM3s will probably do. Ayan. So it's still one of the best.
Alright.
Ayan. So moving on. Next is we have a topic that, you know, ito yung sobrang trend this 2021, charging speeds. Yan. So everybody's going for the fastest charging speeds, no? These days everybody has, you know, parang may 65, meron na tayong 200 watt, which is ito yung topic natin. Xiaomi has showcased its 200 watt charging tech, which is called hypercharge. They call it hypercharge technology. It's not out commercially yet. It's still in, I think, its experimental stages. But it's really amazing because what it was able to do is using a phone, a Mi 11 Pro, a custom-built Mi 11 Pro with a 4,000 milliamp hour battery. So it was able to charge it to 10% from empty, I think, in just 44 seconds, 50% in 3 minutes, and then a full charge in a lightning fast 8 minutes. So,
holy.
So, diba, parang ano na lang yun, umorder ka lang ng burger. Parang pagpasok mo sa Star, sa McDo, or kung saan na may saksakan, magbalik mo sa order mo, tapos na. Fully charge ka na.
Maligo ka lang, tapos na.
Fully charge ka na. So, I mean, it's amazing that they were able to, and that's wired. There was also a wireless version that's 120 watts. And ito naman, it was able to charge the battery to 10% in 1 minute, 50% in 7 minutes, and 15 minutes to 100%. 15 minutes is still very fast considering it's a wireless charger. So
it's still faster than most wireless chargers.
It's still faster than now. I believe I came across a news another news item before. Bilis. About this na ang question naman ngayon is actually kumusta naman yung battery degradation. The price kasi that you usually pay for ganitong klaseng kabilis na charging is yung battery degradation. So we'll have to parang, I guess that's why it's still in experimental mode, no?
Right.
But hopefully, you know, it's a good parang step forward for the technology na parang in-imagine mo na lang. So if this year they were able to do 200 watts, what about next year? So what are we look what are we looking at? Parang ano, 1 minute na lang charging natin. Parang pagsaksak mo ano ka lang, download ka lang ng isang file na mas okay ka na. Full charge ka na. Right. Parang ganun. So it's more of parang it's a good step forward for the technology, but hopefully they can balance it out with the degradation nung battery, no? Ayun. And well, there's no news pa naman actually kung ito kasing mga ganito. Usually these are experimental things that there's actually a possibility that it might not even make it to commercial use. No, kasi baka mamaya in the end they would say, ah, it's not really worth it. Baka masyadong masakit sa battery. Baka hindi na feasible. No, na baka mamaya baka 10 or 100 cycles lang yung kaya. Pero mamaya hindi na pala na. So yeah, it's a good step forward, and I think that, you know, that's the game today. Na parang pabilisan na ngayon mag-charge, no? So what do you guys think of it? Do you think it, what do you think will be the future of, you know, charging pa kung ganito na ngayon, no? Who want to answer? Jed?
Pretty, you know, excited with it. I mean, 15 minutes is fast, and I'm looking forward to technologies like this to be improved further.
Ganda, no? Ikaw, Ram, what do you think of it?
Yeah, I'm all for it. If all it takes for me is to fully charge my phone is to take a bath, then I'm all for it. Especially if, like, if you're going out, like, yeah. if and when that happens, like, kunwari, you drained it overnight, and then just take a bath, and then when you come out, fully charged, you're good to go. Like, hell yeah, let's go. I'm all for it.
Yeah. I have a question for you guys. I guess one last question before I move to the next topic. No, if you were to choose between having a big battery but slower charging versus a smaller battery but faster charging, anong mas type niya? Ikaw, Gian.
Ako mas gusto ko big battery kahit slow charging. Kasi normally I would just leave it during the night, just leave it charging lang eh. If ever. Pero I mean, not to the extent naman na half a day siyang tina-charge. Kahit mga 3 hours naman sana para ano. Pero you know, if there's any feature that they need that all smartphone companies should consider putting on their smartphones is yung may battery protection program. That limits, no? Yeah. That limits the charging time to at least 90-80% or 90% lang, and not overcharge it. Kasi yung trickle charging does not will really affect the overall health of your battery.
So,
yeah. I think some brands already do that, no?
Asus, yeah, ROG Phone, they're using that.
I think Realme also does it.
Yeah,
kasi yung sinaksa ko yung Realme dito nung isang gabi, akala ko magcha-charge siya agad, eh, then nakalagay night charging. So tapos bigyan niya ako ng estimate na time. Okay, bukas pa pala. Okay, bukas ko na siya charge.
Yeah.
Ayan, ikaw, Ram, what would you prefer?
I'm actually all right with a small battery but fast charging. There's something about charging my phone na parang I tend to just wait for it because I usually leave it to charge behind me while I'm on the PC. As much as I like a long lasting battery, I think waiting for let's say a 6,000 milliampere battery to charge for like a couple of hours is too much for me. And I'm not one that you know charges up in yung little surges. I like either go 0 to full or like 25 to full.
Talaga.
25 to full at least, diba? So I'm all right with small capacity but fast charger.
Okay. How about you, Grant? Ikaw?
Oh, I want BBC. Big battery capacity.
Very nice.
Ah, naman.
Mas kaya, no? It's the capacity talaga, because I tend to move things around, so medyo goldfish memory din ako, so lalo na pag naghahanap ka ng cables and chargers and for the battery naman, as long as the phone can last you a day din talaga without charging. Yeah. Yung matutulog ka na, or at least you're done with work, saka mo pa lang i-charge. So kasi less power banks and cables to carry if ever. And yeah, ganun. And I think it's better din for battery life. So long term wise,
less cycles na.
Yes, less charging cycles din.
Less charging cycles, right. Okay. Thank you guys. So for the last my last topic is actually one of the most recently launched devices we have. Actually, it just launched yesterday. The Realme 8 5G. So congratulations to Realme, by the way, for the launch. And this is actually a pretty good move from them, because finally they have something, a 5G enabled device in the mid-range segment here in the country, which other brands have been able to parang medyo nakakain kasi no ibang brands yung segment na yun recently with their 5G devices, and si Realme only had ano yung flagship nila dati, Gian? What was that? The X50. X50, oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was their only 5G phone, and it's a flagship. So, you know, having something to offer for those who want 5G in mid-range is actually very nice. And it's actually pretty it actually has a good price. It's just 11,990 something. Yeah.
That's right. It's 10,490 until I think only today. Pero parang nalaman ko sold out na eh. Bilis. So,
of course.
Hintay ulit tayo ng next ano.
so yeah, congratulations to Realme for that. And you know, I've actually, you know, this has just been one of the things that I've always looking forward for them to do. Kasi when they launched the Realme 8 and the Realme 8 Pro 4G, parang for to me that launch was, you know, it was good because they now had new competitors in the mid range, but nasan yung 5G device, you know, when you know everybody's going for it, the other brands are, you know, putting in 5G devices left and right, and they didn't have anything. So parang that's why it yung parang timing ng release of the Realme 8 5G was actually parang finally they had something. And for those who are curious about the full specifications, it's actually in our website. We actually have our full review already. Thanks to Gian, we already have our full review of the Realme 8 5G. And I think that for my question for you guys about this phone is, sa akin kasi the timing, while it's good, you know, I feel like they could have done better on it. You know, I feel like there was a chance that they could have launched it alongside the 4G variants, because if I was gonna buy, say, the Realme 8 4G, and I know that there's a 5G variant, no, parang, diba, why not just get that, right? So parang, what I'm saying is parang they could have timed it better, you know. So they could have launched it alongside the 4G variant, so that people had a choice at that time, and that people who bought the 4G thinking they had no choice because, you know, and suddenly there's just a 5G variant, so parang medyo, di ba? You know, so what do you guys think about it? Could they have done better in terms of the launch schedules?
Ako naman, contrary to your insight, ako naman feeling ko tama lang yung dating. Kasi I think they waited for the maturity of 5G connection in the country to be you know, higher, you know, in terms of coverage. And honestly, parang ako nga, parang they could have done it a bit later pa eh. Oh, siguro, well, number one is, like for example, in my area, I mean, I've heard that BGC, Mandaluyong, Makati, they have really good 5G coverage in their area. Pero here in Las Piñas, it's different because yung 5G dito, at least in our area, eh, 18 Mbps, you know, to 25 Mbps. I mean, it's not 5G as the way I understand it. And sometimes the latency is a little high. So I think that's something na I think for me, no. Yun namang reason or yung thoughts ko about why they could have launched it a bit later. That's because they can push the price a little lower. Siguro, no? More to make it more competitive against their competitors. Kasi at that time, siguro they can you know, bring in more units so that they can, you know, in terms of volume, they can lower the price further. And pangalawa, I mean, alam naman nila na lagi silang tumatabo sa takilya, no? Pagka mas mura pa yan, mas bebenta yan, no?
That's a good
and
point.
And reason siguro kung bakit they did it, they are doing it right now is because katatapos lang ng enrollment period. And people now are starting to have money again. And if they do that during the time na may klase na, may hirapan na sila magbenta. So, I mean, from the economic standpoint, that's where I'm seeing it. No? So the timing is really crucial. Really, this time. Yun.
Good point.
All right.
All right. Actually, that's all of my topics for today. And who should we pick next?
Si Grant. Si Emma na, si Ram. Yes.
Ah, si Ram. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so passing it to you, si Ram.
Don't worry, lima lang naman to. Dalawa lang.
Nawala na 15 minutes natin eh, no? 15 minutes naging 30 minutes na eh.
Masarap pa usapan, sir.
Oh, di ba, sir? Alright.
I'll open with a topic that kind of ties in with one of your topics, Gian. So you talked about the E3 2021 of Microsoft. Among those things that they announced there, aside from a game, they announced the Xbox mini fridge. It's officially coming. According to them, it should come in Christmas 2021. I'm honestly not a fan of Xbox or like because of the games. Like I just don't. I'm just not into it. And I have a PC, so why? But I'm down to have the fridge. It looks amazing. So for those of you that don't know and like are listening to the podcast on Spotify or wherever you're listening to the podcast, it's basically the Xbox One S, but there's a hinge that opens up, and it supposedly carries 10 cans.
So 10 cans,
yeah. Well, based on the photos, so that'll be pretty cool, like by your foot, like. Imagine like on a table next to you. You saw it was like people be like, "Hey, is that an Xbox?" No, that's a fridge.
Could you please get a can of Coke in that Xbox? What? What do you mean?
Oh, help yourself. Just get the beer in the Xbox. Wait, what? One thing that I admire from Microsoft is that. This, of course, started from the meme, or like from the jabs of people when they announced the design, that it looks like a fridge. So the fact that they're able and they're willing to sell a product, like they basically made lemonade out of lemons, is I think how I can put it. That's
right.
Because normally people, other companies would just brush it off or like. Think probably include as a quip in their next presentation, but Microsoft's like, no, dude, we'll actually do it. So there's more stuff for us to sell. But that's that's solely why I'm just really amazed with what they did. Because it's something just you don't expect from a console company. Like, I don't think Sony PlayStation, like, I don't think we'll see any appliances from PlayStation anytime soon. So I'm just amazed at this. Moving on. Yeah. Oh, sorry, go.
I mean, like you said, no, I don't think PlayStation would do something similar. Yeah, yeah, they do have some collaborations with some brands like Nike, diba? But, you know, I think they're riding on the mentality na, we'll do it. I mean, we sent huge refrigerators to some social media influencers anyways. We might as well do a miniature version of that and send it to the public. So, yeah, I mean, that's nice. Yeah, yun lang.
It shows that Microsoft can also not take themselves too seriously. And I think that's very admirable for a company.
Yeah, for a company.
Hats off to you, Microsoft. Moving forward, it is also, it's in relation naman to Eman's report on Xiaomi's 200-watt charging tech. Although it's not Xiaomi, nor is it 200 watts. it is Infinix teasing a device that is said to support 160 watts. There are it's nothing official yet. Although they sent in a brick with a big font saying 160 watts. it's the charger. You guys can all check out these news on our website, gadgetfilipinas.net. By the way,
yeah,
let's go.
Ganda na.
So, of course. So it's pretty interesting for me because honestly, like before I actually got into writing tech and everything, I did not know anything about the internet. But the fact that they're starting to make big moves, more specifically, I'm guessing locally and maybe in India and other markets, is pretty impressive. 160 watts is pretty big, I think, with all the current techs being below 150, I think, if I remember correctly. But I guess it's all about the timing of this. There have been leaks of, I think, renders of the device. And based on the photo that included the charger, the phone that included kind of looks the same. So there's like big sensor in the back. So I'm guessing it's probably the 1-inch camera sensor. But you know, if they do release this before Xiaomi releases the 200-watt charging tech, I think this is one of the highest out there, which will put them in a pretty good spot.
Right.
In the tech world, they can probably say like this is the fastest charging out there so far, which is, you know, which is always a good marketing strategy, right? We have seen it many times that companies leveraging that they're the first to something is always really good. So it's all about, I think it'll all come down to how fast can Infinix actually release both the charger and the phone. I think the downside with this is that with releasing chargers that are this high, the only thing that it can support is that device itself. So I don't think I'll be willing to buy a 160 watt charger for any of my devices because none of it supports it. So that's a different problem altogether. But I'm really impressed with Infinix moves, especially since they recently released the Hot 10S in the Philippines. So
yeah, Hot S, yeah.
Yeah. That's good on them. Congratulations. And I'm pretty excited for the new device if and when it does come out. Although because of the renders and I'm guessing it's pretty close. Or maybe it's like in development, so like I'm guessing like within this year
they'll know. Oh wow,
yeah. And that's just me, that's just a guess from me.
A guess, no,
yeah. And the funny thing is, like, this was all from an April Fool's joke. Well, it is based on a post that was released on April 1. Infinix was gonna release a 151 charging device. So, like, people were like, oh, okay, sure, uh-huh, right. Sure you will, okay. And then suddenly the company is like, nope, we'll actually release it. Actually, no. I hear you 150, I'll raise it to 165. 160. That's actually pretty cool. I like it from them. Moving on is to another totally different topic, because why not? Because random topics.
Random.
Of course. Is Samsung, I'm pretty sure all of you saw this, Samsung's new assistant, Sam.
Sam, yes.
Yeah, Sam, which quite honestly has a better ring to it than Bixby.
Exactly. Like, saka, I mean, you say two syllables pa, I mean, di ba, tama, Bixby, tama ba, syllables
yeah.
Pa tawag
dun. Yeah. And do... Where have you met someone named Bixby?
Oh, exactly.
As far as Apple goes, Siri, I actually know people. I actually know a streamer named Siri. She's, I think, Swedish. So, like, I don't think I've ever met anyone named Bixby. And, like, Alexa is a real name. So, yeah.
Siri.
So, Sam, I think, is a better shift. For Samsung, although nothing has been official as far as I know, right. But there have been renders, 3D renders of her released, unofficially as well. And right. I remember when I saw this on social media, I usually wake up in the afternoon, and I suddenly see Sam everywhere. I'm like, what is this? Because for those that don't know, she's a brunette, around neck level hair, with a little slant to her cut, with pierced ears, blue eyes, and she's wearing a black polo with Samsung Galaxy, and right. High waist pants, and I'm guessing these are considered capri, and slip in shoes. So just very relaxed, kind of. Honestly, when I saw it, she kind of looks like someone who will help me at a Samsung store.
And you know, parang helpful thing then. Parang
yeah.
Angelic ng mukha eh.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, okay, I dig this. As to why there are renders, I'm not sure. Maybe they'll use this as a promotional thing. Maybe they'll start, using her as a face to Samsung.
Right.
But I wouldn't mind having her face like pop up and actually talk to me when I'm talking to her. Correct. As opposed to like all the, I mean, it'll drain battery and all that stuff, but it'll be cool to see a face like talking to you. It'll probably be freaky, but to have a face to a voice is it would step up the virtual assistant game. And I think it'll be pretty cool if they actually do that. I'm not saying they will, because none of the companies that have virtual assistants have done it. So I hope it's a thing, especially if they make it like very expressive.
Right.
So I don't know. It just humanizes, quote unquote, the virtual assistant, and I think that's pretty cool. So yeah, that's Sam. I hope she's not as obtrusive as Bixby.
And more human sana, diba? Yung as you yeah. said, diba?
It's always gonna be nice to like convert, like, you know. One thing that I'd want from Sam is I'm bored on my, let's say I have a Samsung Galaxy device. I press the button and I'm suddenly conversing with her. just for the lulz, because you're bored, I think that'll be cool. Excuse me. Moving on is a device that is related to the Sharp Aquos, which I shared in May last month. Which is the Leica Lates 1. And yes, it is a Leica phone. It is the first Leica phone. Spec-wise, it's roughly the same as a Sharp Aquos. How do you say that? Aquos? Anyway.
Aquos, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. It's the same. It's basically a rebranded Sharp Aquos RC. And they actually... They're actually not shy to say that. But it is Leica. And the UI, from what I've seen, is customized for Leica. So it's, I think it's like black and white kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it has a circular camera. It shares the same one inch camera sensor that the Aquos has. So it's the 1 inch 20 MP.
Right.
But whereas the Aquos, you use the rectangle camera module. The Lates one has a circular one, similar to like Huawei Mate 30, which I think nowadays is pretty normal. It's no more like, oh God, why is it round kind of thing. So I think that's pretty cool for them. And from what I've read from the report, it has a magnetic circular lens cap.
Oh, lens cap on a smartphone.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool, unless you drop it. Unless it slips right somewhere, maybe. But it's magnetic, so I guess it's pretty secure. Unfortunately, it's only offered in Japan for now, and there's no news whether they'll release this elsewhere. But it's pretty interesting that Leica is getting into smartphones now, especially after being partnered with Huawei for quite a while. And them working with other phone makers like Sharp now. The phone actually looks pretty sleek. You have curved bezels. It has a 6.6 display. Mm-hmm. Up to, I think, 240 hertz refresh rate and all that. So you're talking about flagship performance and hardware. So I'm pretty interested to see this if it ever makes it out of Japan. And you know, I'm always up for weird, for quirky and new phones to come out. Because you know, sometimes the same phone makers, I don't know, I just get tired of it. I don't know about you guys, but the new companies coming out with new stuff always excites me. So the Leica Lates, I think, is gonna be pretty interesting. Hopefully it makes it out of Japan.
Right.
I wouldn't be too surprised if it doesn't, because Sharp, I think, is solely in Japan. But you know, who knows? Maybe they'll announce it internationally. Maybe, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Oh. Because the international market, I think, is going to be pretty big, especially for Leica, and it's their first device as well. So the performance, I guess, in Japan will set the precedent if they'll make a new one, a follow up.
It just kind of reminds me, and the overall design reminds me of the Mate 40,
yes.
Mate 40, no?
Yeah.
I mean, siguro baka nga siguro because normally, Huawei smartphones, diba, their cameras are co-engineered. Baka yun yun, no? Baka yun yung, yung co-engineering part.
I mean, they have a say. They borrowed it.
They have a say on how the cameras would look like or the lens would perform, something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Lastly, but you know, one of the biggest news so far. Is Windows 11.
Oh, yes.
Windows 11 broke. For those that haven't that hasn't seen anything about Windows 11, it's basically, think Windows 10, but the taskbar is in the center. Which is, correct me if I'm wrong, is the first time for Windows. Because as far as my brain and my memory serves me, it's always been on the lower left.
Yeah, I believe it's the first though.
Yeah. So it's like a big shift in design, but also it looks good. The new OS will be introducing quite a lot, like Android. Some Android apps I think will be coming via the Amazon App Store, which is exciting, I guess, depends on how they implement it. I don't know how they'll implement it and how it will look on desktop, because while on paper it's exciting and like, oh yeah, Android, but if it retains the horizontal, like the vertical aspect, it's gonna look weird. Well, that's for me. It also redesigns the Microsoft Store, which is said to introduce Microsoft Teams, Adobe Creative Cloud, Zoom, Disney Plus, and Canva, which I think will be pretty big for Microsoft. In addition to that, it'll also include the Xbox app, which I think will be good for you, Gian.
Yes.
Because you'll have access to your Game Pass from your PC. All within the Windows 11 experience. I'm not sure how they feel about it, to be honest, because I'm generally not into the subscription
game service.
Because I like keep having them to myself, and then that's it. It's mine. Don't ask me for further payments. I just want my game. I want to play it. That's it. But you know, for those that are Xbox Game Pass, you know, users, that there's that for you guys. They're also introducing widgets, which is like, you know, a different screen for Windows, where you have your news, your, you know, everything that you need, like news and everything. Which I think is it the first time they've done this?
I think they did this Vista before.
I think they did, but I think this is a better iteration of it.
Right.
Ano mo yung Vista?
Oh, sabi lang din daddy ko yun eh. Kala mo ah.
Sorry, ang alam ko lang Doble Vista.
Nabutan ko lang kasi Windows 10 na eh. So,
nako. Sanggol mo naman, be. Sanggol ka, be.
Ano po yung 3.1?
Hindi mo lang 8.1 eh.
Hindi mo Windows 3.1.
Oh God, 8.1. I despise that version.
There's actually a good question about this Windows 11, no? It's all about the Android apps, no? Kasi Microsoft said that Android apps will run natively, no?
Yeah.
And it's gonna be via Intel's Bridge technology.
Yes.
Intel Bridge technology.
Bridge technology, yes.
The word is Intel.
Uh-huh.
So how about AMD users? So it's gonna be it's like a question of is it a chip level thing, yeah, or is it a software level thing? Sorry for the dog. Anyway, yeah, that was a big question, no, when it launched. So it really,
yeah, that's true.
But hopefully it's not an exclusive thing. No? Hopefully it's not
I'm guessing not. I would think that, you know, because they're working with all the different with Qualcomm, AMD, and Intel, I'm guessing that it's more of a software level rather than a hardware level. But we don't know. We'll probably find out. Windows 11 also includes like they call it snap layouts, snap groups, and desktops. So it's a way to to separate your windows on your screen, which I think is great. I forget when I learned about it. I think it was one of those ESGs, and then I think I learned it from Grant, the windows and arrow key thing, where it splits it automatically shifts the window into either left or right,
snapping.
Or top or bottom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think having it built in without pressing like the having it built in and it being not a hidden, like quote unquote hidden hotkey, I think, is going to be pretty cool, especially for those that don't have multiple monitors, which I think, as far as four of us are concerned, is not an issue. but I think it's a welcome addition, especially if you're using a laptop, like you're outside. These are the kind of stuff that I enjoy, especially when I'm writing, because I usually have, you know, have my open office on one side and my the news side where, or let's say the PR or whatever research I have on the other side. So having something like this built into the OS, I think it's gonna be pretty good, especially those that like to multitask. Some of the other things that they added is they've improved voice typing experience. Not that I've tried any of it,
mm-hmm.
but apparently now it can punctuate for you, and it now has voice commands in addition to haptics for those that use a pen. And they've also improved the experience when you're not using a keyboard. So like it'll be, what is it? More responsive when you start tapping stuff when you're on a, what is it? Two in one? Is it the foldable ones? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that one. I think overall it's not super massive. Especially for those that say I don't use Microsoft stuff, or I don't care much for Xbox, or like I'm probably an Apple user, but I have a Windows. I have an iPhone, but I also have a Windows. So a lot of these probably won't matter to some people, but I think these are good changes coming to Windows. I'm pretty excited to see my like, most specifically for me, I'm excited to see the start button in the middle. And what happens if you start adding more and more icons to your taskbar? Because I don't know about you guys, I fill up my taskbar with all the icons that I usually use, and that's a lot. I just don't want to use a search button. I just want to click it from the taskbar. So I wonder how it will look like once like filling up. I mean, if you probably fill it up, it'll look like regular Windows 10.
True.
If I were to guess, but I think it's pretty interesting design wise, because they've never done this before. For those that are curious, Windows 11. Will be available later this year. They say the holidays, I'm guessing like December, maybe November, December, as a free upgrade, but for eligible Windows 10 PCs. For you to check if your Windows 10 PC is eligible, there's a site to go to. You guys can check out the article I wrote on gadgetfilipinas.net. It's all there. It's, I think, a tool that you download and then you run it, and I'm guessing it'll tell you if you're good to go. That's all they have for details. They're also making sure that the laptop makers and the companies like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Samsung, and all that. Windows is making sure that the Windows 10 PCs that you buy today will be ready for upgrade to Windows 11 when it comes out, which is pretty cool. Because, you know, as let's say I buy one like literally today, and I have no idea what Windows 11 is, and then suddenly it tells me like, hey, you're eligible for Windows 11. Like, hey, cool. Because, you know, it's pretty weird if you bought a Windows 10 PC and you suddenly learn about Windows 11 and you can't upgrade it. Which I think could be a case for other other companies. I'm not sure, but it's nice to be assured by Microsoft that a Windows 10 laptop that I can buy today is ready for upgrade for Windows 11. I think the assurance from a company is always great.
All right.
I think I'd like to hear Grant Mr. PC Man.
For Windows 11?
Yeah. What are your thoughts, good sir?
Unang pumasok sa ulo ko, sakit sa ulo, magbe-benchmark ulit ako. But then, I think may gumawa na ng mga YouTubers na for the early performance. But then, I think it's still a preview build, di ba?
Yes, yes.
For some, kasi may kailangan ka pang i-enable on the BIOS level para gumana yung Windows 11, which is some sort of trust module or for security siya basically. So that said, yung UI niya kind of reminds me of the early Vista ba yun, yung may widgets ka talaga, yung side panels ganun. So
Vista yata yan, no? Vista.
Yeah, so Vista. So actually nagustuhan ko yun sa Vista, so kasi integrated na yung parang clock or note setting ganun, na hindi mo na kailangan mag-install ng rain meter. So I guess what Microsoft wants is more personalization for your device. And with the announcement of Windows 11, especially the Android apps thing, is ang unang nasaisip po is I think they're making this for the Surface, di ba? So for the upcoming Microsoft Surface.
Yes.
Kasi we already have the Apple M1 chip na grabe yung success niya for iPad and Mac OS. And I think this is Microsoft's first step, no, to combat it. And I think it will bow down to the adaptation for the brands kung ano, kung isusupport ba nila to, which I think they should, especially kung wala silang relationship or stake with Apple, kasi nga mapag-iiwanan sila in terms of revenue pagdating dyan eh.
Yeah, true. That's it. Is that it? Yeah, that's it for me. Thank you very much.
Ayan, so sakto, we ended up with the Windows 11
yes
topic. So we have further PC topics pa. So I will start with the new released RTX 3080 Ti and 3070 Ti. You know, I think by the recording goes up, may up na din yung reviews namin. But to sum it short, the RTX 3080 Ti is just a 3090 in disguise na wala lang yung 12GB VRAM. And dahil dun sa 12GB VRAM na nawala, the card is actually as thick as a regular 3080. Na with 2GB more VRAM and faster VRAM lang din for versus a regular 3080. But then pagdating na sa specs wise, 5% less lang siya than the regular 3090. So it's a very 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 good card, especially kung ayaw mo gumastos ng 30k or hindi mo kailangan yung extra 30k difference to get the extra 12GB VRAMs, no? So yung I think the 3090 will be positioned na for yung gamer professionals na talaga. So those who require talagang AutoCAD work or yung AI driven workloads that use this VRAM. But then you have also the RTX 3070 Ti, which is parang the awkward middle child of the 3080 and 3070. So specs wise, it's just a 3070 na the specs are bumped to about 10% siguro in terms of cores, tensor cores, RT cores. But then the biggest difference is that 3070 Ti uses the upgraded VRAM that is from the RTX 3080. So basically core specs 3070, VRAM specs 3080. And with that, sobrang awkward kasi no pricing niya. So it's 5,000 pesos more than the 3070, but it's also 5,000 pesos less than the 3080. So parang ano siya eh, it's kind of like choose your compromise. 5,000 pesos kasi is for me that big, or dyan mapupunta kasi yung pera mo for custom cards, no? For so if you choose to go for a custom 3070 na yung 3 slots yung cooler, why not go for a vanilla 3070 Ti that has more performance basically. Pero yun lang, hindi mo makukuha yung looks mo. So, ganyan yung dilemma. Then again, papasok naman siya once you get the 3070 Ti. Why go for a custom 3070 Ti with the metal heatsink, ganyan, kung pwede ka naman mag-entry level 3080 with the plain 2-slot cooler, diba? Parang ganyan. Yeah. So, that's the dilemma with the 3070 Ti, and especially with the pandemic prices that we have, pandemic slash mining prices, parang it gets confusing, especially with the yun nga, inflated prices. But then again, as we go down further long term, parang it's too ahead of its time. I think the 3070 Ti should be released siguro by October na lang sana, if we can see the prices stabilize a bit. But for now, if you are looking to get a card, I'd still suggest the RTX 3070 kasi yung price to performance niya. Get the RTX 3070 Ti if papasok na siguro dyan yung ultra wide monitors nyo, because the upgrade in VRAM will prove beneficial. Or if you plan to play with higher resolution monitors, no, especially 1440p 165Hz, since wala na ganong 144 or 120Hz na 1440p monitors. And that said, while there are new cards being released now by Nvidia, the stock situation with the overall GPU supply is starting to get better. So better kasi I think it's partly because of China, or mainly because of China, kasi a certain province banned crypto mining na. So
correct.
I think the span of 2 or 3 days nung simula nung in-enforce na siya, parang you saw Bitcoin price drop from 38,000 to as low as 30 yata.
Holy
and
moly.
Ethereum price dropped from 2,800 or 2,600 to 1,800 na lang. So,
oh wow.
That drop is caused by the Chinese miners selling off their assets na nga, kasi bawal na yung mining and all.
Yeah.
And with the ban on mining sa certain province of China, of course, konti na lang din yung demand for it. So, yung mga willing pumili. But then, yung drop ng price na is not as big as everyone hoped to. Kasi, on average, we have a pricing markup of 225% or 245%. Oh, I can't remember the exact percentage, pero ganun, around 225 to 245%.
Cool, baby.
But then ever since the crackdown, bumaba na siya to 195%. So it's still a premium, but then, diba?
Oh man.
So yung pang Starbucks mo naging pang Tim Hortons na lang, imbes na maging 3-in-1. Bumaba siya ng konti. And I think it's a good sign, especially with the launch din kasi of the LHR cards. No, I think may sa brand new price ng cards, may difference yung hash rate limited cards and the non-hash rate limited cards. So, if wala kang balak pumasok sa mining na talagang gamer ka talaga na kailangan mong bumili at this point in time, go for the LHR cards, no? Kasi the LHR cards can save you as much as 5,000 pesos per model.
Malaki
so,
rin yun.
So, kung 3070 yan, less 5K yan, mas mura. I think may mga LHR variants din na less than 10K pa. So, as in 10K yung difference nila is if it's the same ASUS Strix 3070 versus another Strix 3070 na LHR lang yung pinakaiba, you can get the LHR one for 10K. Ang main difference lang nun is that pangit lang yung Ethereum performance niya, but the rest of the card performance specs wise is basically the same. So we are starting to see the light pagdating sa GPU shortage
sana.
Natin.
Sana.
Sana. I think hopefully no, kasi with this ano din, with since it's June 25 at the time of recording, next month we will have Ethereum's EIP 1559, which is dyan na babagal yung mining ano natin, mining powers ng mga GPU. So by that time we, I expect to see another sell off din ng cards, no, especially from the miners na recently lang ano, recently lang bumili ng mining rig to sell off their cards at least siguro 30 to 40% off the current prices. No, so balik tayo next month for balikan natin tong topic in next month's discussion to see kung bumaba nga ba yung prices.
I like how we now have a saga. For those that don't know what Grant was talking about when he says LHR, I suggest you check out the previous episode.
Oh yes,
where he talked about
is,
it.
This is the GPU area pala ng podcast natin.
Carry on, sir.
And of course, more gaming centric news is that AMD launched their own Nvidia DLSS competitor, no? So AMD ano yung pangalan nun? Fidelity FX Fidelity Super FX. Resolution. So sobrang ano niya, sobrang wordy niya. So this is AMD's answer to Nvidia's DLSS or Dynamic Learning Super Sampling, which is basically nagpapataas ng FPS mo, especially if you want to enable ray tracing. Now, sa quick ano lang, quick explainer is that AMD implements this on a driver and on an API level since it's part of the GPU Open project. GPU Open is a group of developers and of course brands na parang streamlining the process and technologies for the games. Since in-implement siya dun, even Nvidia cards up as low as the 10 series can use Fidelity FX Super Resolution. As for the performance pa, I personally haven't tested it yet since ang gusto kong cards na matest is the 10 series and of course the older 20 series.
How
kung
meron
na tayong
up,
1050
no?
Ti or 1660, mas okay na yun yung itest natin.
Right.
Kasi ito yung naging selling point ng announcement eh, di ba? It's prolonging your card's life with these features, no? And it's a win for everybody, you know, not just AMD, not just Nvidia, but mostly for gamers kasi nga you get free, basically free performance. But the ano dito, the caveat is kung i-support to ng developers kasi as of writing or I mean as of recording, the top two popular games lang na pumasok sa isip ko when it comes to AMD FSR is Dota 2 and Godfall. Yung Godfall dahil it's a AAA game na nasa benchmark suite natin for reviews. And Dota 2 because it's a very popular free-to-play game. But outside of those two games, hindi ko na maalala yung mga games na in-announce nila. It's more on AMD titles. And I think kasama din yung Far Cry 6. No? So, I think this will be an issue of adaptation din. So, I think we have about 1 year pa to see if these games will... if the developers will adapt this, diba? Kung gaano siya... kung gaano siya kadaling i-implement or kung gaano siya ka-convenient with in terms of performance. Kasi the thing is, yun nga, may technology ka naman na ganito, but if the games you want to play doesn't have it, parang wala lang din.
Correct.
Okay. So, that said, I'm excited to see if sa Battlefield 6, 2042 pala. 20, sorry. Yeah, Battlefield 2042, if we will have FSR din. Diba? Kasi, if ever, that will be the first game to support both Nvidia DLSS and FSR. So sobrang gandang comparison niya if you have an RTX card, diba? Kung saan ba talaga siya lamang. Of course, we are expecting that the hardware-based DLSS will go smoother. But then, it's exciting to see how much yung kaya ng software, di ba? Or once it's performing as close as the DLSS, so I think Nvidia will have to step up their game then with these offerings. So I think that covers almost every topic that I have kasi magkakadikit lang din sila. But then I want to end my stream with the my topic with the question.
Mm-hmm.
What game do you want to support FSR? So anong games gusto niyo? Starting with Gian, since marami kang games na nasa library mo. Ano yung pinaka gusto mong masupport ng FSR?
Well, see, remember Battlefield 5? It was a highlight game for ray tracing, diba? By Nvidia. I think it's time for AMD to shine with that. If ever yung FSR, or I mean, yeah, if the fidelity FX will be supported by that game. So I'm hoping for Battlefield 2042, no? I'm hoping for me to play that game pretty soon and enjoy that super resolution feature.
Yeah. Okay, so Eman, anong game ang gusto mong malagyan ng FSR to improve your FPS?
Siyempre, Kingdoms Reward.
Muse Dash. Super resolution.
Yeah, Muse Dash. Most of the highlights din kasi, di ba, recently, puro ray tracing and, you know, yung mga for Nvidia, no? So, in a way, maybe perhaps kung magkakaroon ng bagong maybe a new Tomb Raider game, 'di ba? It's very due. Tagal na eh, no? Tagal na nang walang bagong Tomb Raider.
For years.
Oh, so maybe it's time na, 'di ba? To ano, baka malay natin. If AMD can capture that kind of game, no, the very very popular, then it's gonna be good for them. Yeah, so hopefully.
Wait, that's interesting, no? Kasi future gaming gusto mong malagyan ng FSR.
Tagal na eh. wala pang ano eh. Kasi di ba parang yung Godfall, it was all hype eh, no? Parang it never took off really. I believe the feedback kasi is parang medyo masyadong monotonous yung ano, yung gameplay as far as
kasi I played it before I
played. So I guess it's down to parang getting the better title to support your technology, no? Parang no matter how good your technology, kasi if you're promoting it with a game na hindi naman popular, that's not gonna get its audience, wala din, di ba? So it's a good parang it's a combination of you got the technology but you pair it with a game na talagang kumbaga hahakot. Di ba? And I think that Tomb Raider is one of those franchises na mayroong opportunity kasi sobrang tagal na nga na walang bagong game. Yeah.
Okay, last kay Ram. So what game do you want to support Fidelity FX? Kay Ram, may ina-expect akong answer eh. So antayin ko muna yung sagot niya bago ko sabihin yung, yung parang expected answer ko from Ram.
No pressure.
Hindi naman, parang gira-guess ko lang kung ano yung gusto mong laro. So, what game?
To be honest, when you asked the question, I started looking at Steam.
Ah, okay.
I look at my library, it's like, huh, none of these games really, really use it. Because I mostly play like strategy games and that kind of stuff. But you know, whenever these kind of stuff come to mind, I think like open world kind of games.
Open world.
Yeah. So like games in my mind are like Sekiro, which I think is on Xbox and like Microsoft Windows via Xbox, I think. Not mistaken.
Hey, Steam also has it, diba?
Oh. Yeah. Not Sekiro. I meant what's the other one? Shadows Die Twice. It's not on. No. The other Japanese one, the historic one.
Ghost of Tsushima?
Yeah, that one.
PlayStation 5? Yeah.
It's on PlayStation 5. It's on PlayStation right now, but if and when it like they decide to release it for like the PC. Those are kind of games that I associate with this kind of technology. That and like Horizon, both Zero Dawn and the one coming out.
Forbidden West.
Yeah. Yes. Those are the kind of games that come to mind that like whenever technology like this comes out, like, oh okay. I don't know, Phasmophobia?
With FSR, oh my god.
Yeah, dude. Like Helipons.
Oh my god.
So actually my guess for Rum was Minecraft or Valorant. Kala ko sasabihin niyo yun kasi I think those are the games na palagi nilalaro ni Ram.
To be honest, I had Valorant in mind when you first mentioned it.
Ayun, diba? So, nag-hit. Kasi these are the types of games na marami naglalaro which hindi ka limited to certain ano lang, diba? To certain PC configurations na.
Yeah.
Pag nag-cyberpunk ka, mostly high-end hardware yung mga naglalaro. Where in fact, na kapag naglaro ka ng Dota, Valorant, and even Minecraft and other games, no, there's a wider demographic kasi nga hindi restraining yung hardware niya.
Yeah. Or League of Legends, mga ganun.
Oh yeah, League of Legends. Actually, I think League of Legends is due for parang revamp na parang with Dota 2, di ba? With the Dota 2 Redborn. So,
right,
tignan
right.
natin. Yeah. Riot, nakikinig ko ba kayo?
I mean,
baka naman, Riot.
I think they're still pretty happy with League of Legends right now. But you know, if it releases technology that improves graphics and shit, like, why not?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm all for it.
Yes, so it's exciting, especially ayun nga, with the combination of lowering prices, more GPU options, and of course availability and these new features. No, exciting yung future ng mga gamers.
Yeah.
And I think that definitely. Ends my part. So back to Sir Gian.
Yun. I think that's about it for our episode for tonight, no? Huge thanks again to my co-hosts, Ram, Eman, and Grant. Thanks again, guys, no, for doing this with me tonight. And for our listeners, thanks for staying, no? What do you guys think about our new episode? Let us know by connecting with us through our social media channels and visit us on our website at gadgetfilipinas.net. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and also follow us on our social media pages. If you haven't followed us on Anchor and Spotify, this is the best time to do so. Again, thanks guys for listening. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. Thank you.